The brain's an amazing thing, isn't it? It really is quite remarkable.
It is. Tell us about your story, because I can't wait to hear about it.
Well, this is the thing, you see, that the brain, it may be amazing, but that doesn't stop things taking advantage of it. And it seems that addictive drugs hijack a brain reward mechanism in order to strengthen drug-related memories and therefore perpetuate drug use. And this is according to another paper published in Neuron this week. We already know that dopamine, which is the brain's feel-good reward chemical, plays a role in addiction. And it also participates in a process that's called synaptic potentiation. Now, that's the strengthening of nerve connections that happens during learning. So to find out if dopamine would encourage synaptic potentiation as a result of exposure to drugs, John Danny from the Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas, and his colleagues gave physiologically significant doses of nicotine, so these are doses of nicotine that will have an effect biologically, to freely moving mice, and they recorded their brain activity. And they noticed increased synaptic potentiation that correlated with the mice learning to prefer a location that was associated with the nicotine dose. And they also recorded a local dopamine signal in a part of the brain called the hippocampus, which is a region towards the centre of the brain. And it's critical for formation of new memories. And this reinforces the view that dopamine enables memories of specific events to be formed.
So basically, the nicotine, the drug, is rewiring the brain. It effectively makes memories about, you know, stuff you do with drugs seem more significant or important.
Well, exactly. That seems to be almost exactly what it does. And this, in turn, starts a vicious cycle where the dopamine strengthens the drug-associated memories and it attaches more importance to them. And that, in turn, increases the likelihood of future drug use. So in any normal situation, the dopamine signal would mark memories and feelings about the environment as important things, and that would be an important part of the learning process. But this, in the presence of an addictive substance, means that the system is subverted and you learn that the drugs are very important. John Danny summarised the importance of this for understanding addiction. He said, when specific environmental effects occur, such as the place or people associated with drug use, they are capable of cueing drug-associated memories or feelings that motivate continued drug use or relapse. Now, understanding how drugs change our perception may help to develop treatments or means to prevent relapse, which will save both money and lives.
And this has just been done with nicotine, but presumably it's the same for many of the illegal drugs that that people choose to use as well.
I think any addictive drug is very likely to have the same sort of brain mechanism going on, even though their chemistries themselves will differ slightly. The fact that I think almost all addictive drugs activate this dopamine reward system, and that suggests that that's really what's going on. In effect, every time you have a cigarette at the bus stop, there's something going on in your brain that tells you that this bus stop is a good place to be and what you should be doing is having a cigarette. Years later, say if you quit smoking and you walk past that bus stop, that pathway is still in your brain. It's been strengthened by the dopamine, and so it actually might make you think, I could do with a cigarette right now.
And maybe it'll make you think that was a really great party I was at, whereas it was rubbish.
It's very possibly.